I'm going to just read a passage of scripture to you today, and then I just want to talk to you briefly about something that God has been just kind of been speaking to me for a little while about. But I'm just going to read this passage of scripture to you really quickly. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Then the Bible says, "And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say to them, 'This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.'" And I'm reading from Luke, the 4th chapter, and I started today at the 18th verse through the 21st verse, if you want to go and read it on your own. But what is happening in this passage of scripture is Jesus, he was in the synagogue, and this is the beginning of his ministry. And he was in the synagogue, and he came in, and people had heard about the things that Jesus was doing and how he had come onto the scene, and they were curious, and they respected him, but not everybody recognized him as the Messiah. And the scripture says here, it says that when he came into the synagogue, and he came to Nazareth, his hometown, and it said that he went in on the Sabbath day, and they stood up to read, and someone there came over to him and gave him the scrolls, and gave him the scrolls of Isaiah, and he began to read from them, and that was the passage that he read. And this was a familiar passage for them, because no doubt in my mind they had heard this passage read many times before, but the difference this day was who was reading this passage of scripture. So Jesus was saying to them, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me." He's given him authority and anointed him, and he has been qualified to do this work by the Spirit of Almighty God. Because he wasn't just another prophet, he was God. And then it goes on to say that he was sent. God had sent him to preach this gospel to the poor. So here we have Jesus now standing before the people, and he's reading a scripture, and this scripture is something that the prophet had written down, and God spoke it to the prophet. But now we have the person that the prophet was speaking about is now standing before the people of God. And I don't know if there's anyone here tonight, but even you being in this place, God is the one who has drawn you to this place so that you wouldn't just have heard about Jesus, but that you would know Jesus for yourself. Then it goes on to say, so I just want to go through it just a little bit. It says that he said he sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Jesus came because there were those who were under a weight. Just as we heard in the testimony, the weight of wanting to be successful, of wanting to have your family's approval, the weight of being an only child, the weight of not feeling satisfied or content with your life, the way that it is, God came to what? To heal the brokenhearted. Those who could not get past the failings or the disappointments in their lives, who were under a weight, the weight of sin as well. He came to heal the brokenhearted. Then the Bible goes on to say, he said, to preach deliverance to the captives. See, Jesus had come so that people could be free. Free from those things that hindered them, free from those things that kept them bound. He wanted them to experience freedom. There were many times in the Bible where Jesus came, where God came and he delivered his people. They were under the domination of an enemy, and they were unable to free themselves. And God would come and he would deliver his people as he promised. So he's saying he came to preach deliverance to those who are captive. things, captive by behaviors, captive. Then it goes on and he says, and the recovering of sight to the blind. Many times we are captivated by things and we are held captive by things that we are not even aware that we have become captivated by. Many times you have heard stories of people who are drinking and they just feel like, I'm just a casual drinker. I don't drink all the time. They don't even understand the grip that they are in. They're blind to the fact that this is not just a casual thing. I know for myself, I wasn't getting high all the time, but every weekend or so many days, I would go out and hang out with my friends and I would sniff a little bit of cocaine, but I didn't feel that I was captivated by it because it was just, you know, once in a while. But what I didn't realize was that every time that I made that move to go out and what get high, it was because I had a 7-day limit. And by that 7th day, there was something that was working in my body that was saying it's time to go get high again. I was blind to the fact that I was captive. But he said that he would give sight to the blind, the recovering of sight to the blind, to us when we don't even realize the state that we're in, when we don't even realize where we've allowed ourselves to go, what we've allowed ourselves to get into. Samson was someone who was blind. Had his sight, but chose to do everything but what God had asked him to do with the gift that God had given him. And what ended up happening, he ended up losing his sight or his ability to see what God wanted him to do. He lost his sight for a season, but God said he would recover, give back the sight that we've lost. Then it says to set at liberty those who were bruised. Some of us, our captivity comes not necessarily because we have gone into this place, but sometimes circumstances and situations happen in our lives and we're bruised and we find ourselves in a place captivated that we cannot get out of. Just as the man shared today, he talked about losing his mother at a young age and he was held captive in this place and he was doing everything he could to fight to get out of this place. He decided that he was going to go into the service and there maybe he could kind of begin to chart his own course and fight his way out of this place. Some of us find ourselves bruised by sickness or maybe bruised by mental illness or maybe bruised by disappointment. And we can't find a way to get ourselves out of these places. But the Bible says he came to set at liberty what? Them that are bruised. And it says to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. When I read this passage, I began to think about, there's another passage in the Bible where in Ephesians where he said it says that he took captivity captive. And I just began to think about that. And as I began to read about what it was when he said, preach the acceptable year of the Lord, there was a time in the Bible and there was a certain period of time where people who were taken captive or who were enslaved, and it was called the year of release or the year of jubilee, that at this certain time in the year, if you were taken, if you weren't able to pay your debt, then you, sometimes your children or your land was taken as repayment for your debt. And so at this certain time of year, the year of release or the year of jubilee, it says that whatever debt that you owed, you were released from that debt. So if your children were taken because of a debt that you were owed, or if you yourself were enslaved because of a debt that you owed, at that time of year, you were allowed to go back home to the place where you came from, and your debt was released at that point in time. And so when I began to just read about what Jesus was saying to the people, see, he wasn't the prophet. He wasn't just a prophet. He was God. And see, the prophet could talk about what Jesus was going to do, but Jesus could actually do what the prophet was talking about he was going to do. So he stood before them as a testament of what God could do in their lives if they were willing to bend their knee to the lordship of Jesus Christ. A captive is a prisoner, a person who is enslaved, dominated, held prisoner, confined, restrained. I can think of times in my own life where I couldn't figure out how I was going to get out of certain situations that I found myself in. And I felt like there was no way out for me. I remember one day I was sitting and I was looking at myself in the mirror and I was going, how did I get here? How did I get here? How did I allow myself to get into this pit that I'm in? And I never intended to be there, but there I was, and I couldn't figure out how I was going to get out of this place. And tried as I might, I tried so many times, and I stopped answering my phone, and I stopped talking to people. But then somehow, some way, I would find myself back in the company of the people that I didn't even want to be around. And I'd find myself doing the very thing that I didn't want to do. And again, I would just say, how do I get in this place? How did I get in this place? But I had a moment one day where it was just me and God, and I was in my bathroom in my house, and I began to cry out to God, and I said, Lord, please help me. I don't even know how I got here, but I know that I can't get out of here unless you deliver me from this place. And Jesus began to speak to me. And he began to tell me, I tried to put on makeup to mask the thing, the way that I looked because of what I was doing. And sometimes we do that. You know, we go to work every day and nobody knows what we're going through on the inside. And we put a smile on and we try to act like everything is okay when inside we're bruised. When inside we're fighting, we're brokenhearted. Not understanding how we're going to get our way, get out of these dilemmas that we find ourselves in. But I'm so glad tonight that Jesus came. Jesus came. It says he came to what? He came because God sent him. God sent him to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent him to heal up the brokenhearted. He sent him. He sent him to preach deliverance, to preach freedom when we couldn't free ourselves. Jesus sent, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to preach deliverance to us. He promised to give us back our sight so that we can see again, so that we can see who God really created us to be. Not who we are, not who we became, but who he created us to be. He's going to restore your sight tonight. Hallelujah to God. He said that he would set at liberty those who were bruised. And I just want you to know today that Jesus was the good news that God wanted the people to hear. Jesus is the good news that God wants you to know today. He's the good news. Today is the day of salvation. This is the acceptable year of the Lord for you. This is our year of release. This is our year of jubilee. We don't have to stay captive anymore, but we can walk in the freedom that Jesus Christ died on the cross to give us. See, I just want to read this to you. When I looked up when it said he took captivity captive, right? It said that captivity was put here for captives, yes. But it signifies what all of the spiritual enemies that we have, our habits, our fears, our doubts, our hurts, our wounds, all of those things that try to keep us captive, our unforgiveness, our prejudices, all of those things. And the thing is, Jesus, he conquered what? All of those things that conquered what? Us. Such as sin, the devil, death. He triumphed over all of these things where? On the cross of Calvary. He took upon himself all of our sins, all of our shortcomings, all of these things. He took them upon himself and he kept us. Everything. He kept us. He kept us. He keeps us. All of those things that tried to confine and to enslave us, he took those things, what? Upon himself. But the triumph was completed when he ascended, because after he died on that cross, he ascended to his Father in heaven and he became Lord over all. And he had the keys to what? Death, hell, and the grave with him. So what does that say to us? All of those things that tried to what? Conquer us, to captivate us, to keep us captivated, keep us captive, keep us enslaved. He said Jesus took those things upon himself and he conquered them. And then he took the keys, the power of it to keep us. He took that. He took it. He took the power from it. So that we what? So that we could be free. So that we could be delivered. So that we could know Jesus. So that we could walk in his power. We could walk in his forgiveness. We could walk in his strength. We can know Jesus for ourselves. That he could be our Lord and our Savior. He wants to be your Lord and your Savior today. He wants you to know the freedom that only Jesus can give. It's here for you today. This is your year of jubilee, your year of release. God wants to release you from all of those things. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Christ took those things upon himself so that we could walk in the freedom that only he could give. I'm just going to ask you to stand tonight. Thank you, Jesus. And I had such a burden tonight. I had a burden for those that are here, but I also had a burden for those who are watching online. And someone may feel today like there's no way out of this situation, but Jesus came. He came to deliver you, to set you free. And he wants to do that for you tonight. 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 I'm just going to ask, David, you can give me E. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's freedom in this place tonight. There's freedom in this place tonight. No matter how old or young you are, no matter what amount of schooling you have, no matter whether you're working or you're not working, no matter where you have a place, if you have a place to live or you don't have a place to live, there's freedom in this place for you. We've all found ourselves in these places. But God wants you to know that he's offering you this gift of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Today. Not tomorrow. Today. Tomorrow's not promised to us. Oh, but God allowed us to see today. why don't you do something with today? Meet with Jesus today. Give him your heart today. I'm just going to sing a little bit of this song, but if that's you, if you know that you've been fighting, you've been trying to put on the smile, the face, but you know inside that there's a battle. Jesus wants to take that load from you, and he wants to replace it with what? His joy, his peace, his forgiveness, his love. He loved you. That's why he brought you here today. It's because of his love for you. That's why he went to the cross, because of his love for you and me. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's wonderful to feel God's embrace. When Jesus just begins to embrace you and hold you and speak peace to your troubled mind, heart. He wants you to know that peace. He wants you to know it every day. This is not just a one-day thing. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be your father. He wants to have an intimate relationship with you every day, where every part of your life, everything, every decision that you make, whether it's about a job or about school or about friendships, whatever it may be, he wants to be intimately involved with you. He wants to be a part of your decision-making process. He wants to heal your marriages. He wants to restore relationships with your children. Jesus wants to do it. Jesus wants to do it. If you let him, he'll do it. If there's confusion in your mind, confusion about your life, about your sexuality, I don't care what it is. Jesus wants to be a part of your life. He wants to help you. He wants to bring clear vision. He wants to bring clarity to all the things that you're confused about. That's what Jesus wants to do. Everybody understand what I'm saying tonight? Yes. Yes. And if you look around you, you can see it doesn't matter. Young, old, black, white. It doesn't matter. God has drawn everybody to this place because he desires to have a relationship with what? With all of us. All of us. So I'm just going to lead you in a prayer tonight. And I'm just going to ask you to repeat after me, but you don't have to say it verbatim exactly the way I'm saying it, but make it personal. Make it personal. Make it personal. Lord Jesus, I don't want to be captive anymore. Not by my fears, not by my failings, not by my doubts, not by my habits, not by unforgiveness, not by anger. I want to be free. I don't want to be confused anymore. I want to know you for myself. I want to understand how you went to the cross and died for me so that I could be free, so that I could have a relationship with you. I want to know your forgiveness. I want to experience your love. I want to experience your presence. I want to know what it is to be filled with your spirit. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Change me. Help me to see myself the way that you see me. Give me eyes to see myself for who you created me to be. God, I'm sorry for all the things that I've done that may have grieved you in any way. I receive your forgiveness, and I believe that you will come into my heart. and be Lord and Savior of my life. I place my life in your hands. Teach me what it is to walk with you and to know you as my Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.